lights went out. Were you only a dream that I only dreamed of?
Dude.
Well, I'm getting a little soggy. I'm taking a walk over to the Grand Villel with Doodle Dickman.
Very good. And you both got wet in the process.
Well, it's kind of a little, just an annoyance wet today, you know?
Yes, it's part of our half-life winter.
Yes, there we go.
Yes.
Well, better than the full Monty that you're getting up in New England.
I don't want to even say what you're saying. Oh, yes, it's about snow. I got you.
Yes. Oh, how did I stand?
Well, Lou, let's go over. Well, let's first talk about the Super Bowl itself. Where were you when the lights went out, Lou?
I was bartending at the Sovereign.
There you go. I have to say, and I know talking about Saturday Night Live is stupid, but they had a funny sketch about how the announcers have nothing to talk about when something like that happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
So, yes, the lights went out last week, and so did the lights go out for your pick, the San Francisco 49ers. Were you...
Loser!
Were you... Well, let's go over then our wacky bets. All the results are in. Of course,
okay.
You said... Who would win the game? You said the 49ers.
Loser.
Loser. Lost. Final season tallies, Lou. You were 19-12 for the season and 4-7 in the playoffs and Super Bowl for a total of 23-19. Lou, four games over 500. What do you think about that?
Wow, if I was the Chicago Bears, I might be going to the playoffs.
Okay, which side of the coin will be the coin flip and who will win? You had a winner with the first part of that question. It was heads, but the Ravens were the ones that won the toss and elected for the 49ers to receive. How long will Alicia Keys take to sing the national anthem? You texted me during the game. You said it was a lock on the over. And you are correct. You're a winner on that one. Which will occur first in the Super Bowl commercial? An animal, a groin kick, a kid, or a fart? Lou?
I know what I went with.
You went with the fart. Lou, it was a kid. A kid. The first commercial that featured one of those four was the some sort of SUV commercial where a kid collects a bunch of dudes in the neighborhood to play football.
Okay.
It was very
kid on that one.
Very much Americana that doesn't exist anymore, Lou. Like the farmer.
What's your favorite kid?
What do you mean?
Out of all those kids. Was it the blacksmith?
I like the twins who pumped iron, Lou.
Okay. All right.
Will Beyonce be joined by Jay-Z on stage at halftime? Lou, you didn't care about this one, but you said no, and you were a winner.
Okay.
Will Beyonce's hair be curly, crimped, or straight at the beginning of her Super Bowl halftime show? Lou, you said straight. It was curly.
Yes, it was.
Well, this was a good win for you. Which was the highest scoring period? You said third, and you were correct, sir.
Oh!
That's a legitimate Vegas bet, my friend. 24 points in the third quarter. Of course, after the lights came on. Now, this was an unusual, with your football knowledge, Lou, it was like total rushing yards by Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
You called the under on 55, and of course it was over, 62 yards. He's a running quarterback.
Yes, but I figured we'll fall some more defense.
Ah. How many times will the game be referred to as the Harbaugh Bowl, Super Bowl during the game? You called the under on 2.5, and you won that because it was never referred to that.
All right, very good.
Yeah, I have it as a loss. That was actually a win. That changes your record there. Let's move on. I'm sorry. Who will be shown first during the game? You said, Jim, you were a winner.
All right.
Who will Barack Obama pick? Who will Barack Obama pick to win the game? He did not make a prediction, Lou. It's a push.
Okay.
What will happen with the Dow Jones after the Super Bowl? You said it would go down, and you were absolutely correct, Lou. You pick stocks as well as you pick football. And finally, what color will the Gatorade or liquid be that's dumped on the winning coach? There was no Gatorade dump, Lou. It was too close a game.
So it was clear.
It was nothing. It's a push.
Okay.
All right. Lou, you ended up 7-5 with two pushes.
Nice.
Nice is right. Nice is right, Lou. And that takes care of the wacky Super Bowl bets.
Here comes, and it was a fine ending to a good year.
And here comes the music, Lou. I put music beds over each of the bets last week.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, it was a nice touch.
If I listened to it, I would have known.
Let's go to Lou's No Forks review. That's what I'm calling it, No Forks. It is your restaurant review of sandwiches around where you don't have to use silverware. So, Lou, what's your pick of the week on that?
It would have to go with the Italian beef sandwich.
Yes.
Combo.
Yes.
And Quick Bites.
Quick Bites, Lou. Where is Quick Bites and what is the combo, our producer is asking?
It's Western and Foster.
Oh, my God.
And the combo is Italian beef and Italian sausage.
Wow. So it's both together?
Yes.
Now, do you get that dipped, Lou?
Partially dipped, yes.
Partially dipped. Is that halfway?
Yes. I'm halfway around the world on the dip.
And do you do the hot or the sweet, Lou?
Both.
You do both?
Yes.
What a combo. Do you get curly fries with that, Lou, or regular fries? What's the over-under on that?
Or do you get a heart attack?
This sandwich is so big, you don't need fries.
All right. So
this sandwich is huge.
Is a Quick Bite specializing in beef, or are they more of a hot dog and they just do beef in the background?
Well, they advertise, you know, the two hot dogs, french fries, and a Coke for like 13 cents.
I know. I know exactly where this place is.
It's an outstanding beef sandwich.
And it's one of those joints that are a throwback where they have no seats. You sit in the window ledge.
Yes.
No fork. So, Lou, give us your spills rating.
Oh, this is the sloppiest of the sloppy, this one here. It's almost so big they should serve it with a fork.
Oh, Lou.
Oh, yes. But I did not use the fork.
All right. Yes.
And it's a full shirt slop.
And that would be how many?
The full frontal. The full frontal of sloppiness.
Oh, in combination with your full Monty reference, Lou, degenerated into something I don't know.
That's okay. We never do them.
But you have a spill rating, 1 to 4. What would you give that spills?
4.5.
4.5, he goes. Again, making his system obsolete.
Yes. Why not? What if we change, things would stay the same.
That's absolutely right, Lou. You cannot stop change, ever.
Yes.
So,
especially when it comes to one's underwear.
Very good. So, Lou, your question of the week, Lou, is the year you were born, Lou, which stock would you have bought and how rich would you be if you had bought it?
What was that?
The year that you were born, Lou, which stock would you have bought and how rich would you be if you had bought that stock?
Burlington Northern.
Okay.
And I'd be huge.
Do you think it was cheap back then?
I'd be there before Buffett.
That was an odd question of the week, but I had nothing. So I was scrambling because I didn't.
Okay, no explanation.
No explanation needed. The producer says, Lou, give us your catchphrase out.
Let's have an outstanding weekend, everybody.
Go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Grope in the Dark Service. When you need a hand check, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around in Chicago. Tell them Lou Gropes you!